Well, providing local access to agricultural commodities has been a big push on the national level with the Obama administration's Know Your Farmer, Know Your Food initiative. And now Senator Cory Baker is trying to extend that thought to the state level with his Florida Food Freedom Act that would alleviate excessive state food permits.
And because of those costly requirements, we're impeding the small farmer, the entrepreneurship that exists in our agricultural community.
Baker says there is a strong demand here in Florida from both a producer and consumer for new avenues in merchandising fresh local produce.
If we deregulate this food industry and allow small farmers and ranchers to sell directly to the consumer, we will see a tremendous amount of job creation. We'll see a tremendous amount of entrepreneurship of young farmers and ranchers get into the business. This gives an opportunity for businesses of all sides to develop niche markets where they meet local food needs in their area to allow them to remain profitable and viable.
Senator Baker adds that actions such as this one are necessary to ensure agriculture remains a strong and leading industry in the state.
And it's so important that if we want to keep agriculture strong in the state, that we have to have policies that encourage agriculture, to encourage them to operate in a manner in which they can make a profit. And quite frankly, I've heard too many stories that at the end of the day, it's not the weather they're concerned about. It's not the pests, it's the disease. Their concern is it appears that government at all levels is moving either directly or indirectly to force them out of agriculture in the state, force them out of agriculture in this nation.
And with the legislative session starting soon, Baker encourages producers to contact their local senators and representatives now regarding the Florida Food Freedom Act and its benefits to Florida agriculture and the economy. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.